The U.S. economy has been slowing down, but it got another push this afternoon from the Federal Reserve. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell announced that the central bank is cutting interest rates for the third time since July.
We took this step to help keep the U.S. economy strong in the face of global developments and to provide some insurance against ongoing risks.
The Fed's action comes on a day the Commerce Department reported that economic growth weakened in the summer and early fall to an annual rate of just 1.9%. To explain what all of this means, we're joined now by NPR's Scott Horsley. Hey, Scott.
Good to be with you.
Now, I understand the Fed's action today was widely anticipated, right? So how did the stock market react to all this?
There was no surprise in the rate cut itself, but what investors were watching for was how Powell would describe this. You know, was this all there is, or is there likely more monetary juice to come later in the year? The official Fed statement seemed to suggest the former, a language that the Fed has used in the past about acting as appropriate to sustain the expansion, was missing from today's statement, and one might read that as a hint that this is going to be the last rate cut for a while. But during his news conference, Powell did leave the door open to additional action should the economy weaken further.
Of course, if developments emerge that cause a material reassessment of our outlook, we would respond accordingly. Policy is not on a preset course.
And that seemed to be enough to reassure investors. All the major market indexes, which were kind of flat during the day, rose during Powell's news conference. Huh. The Dow ended the day up about 115 points.
All right, so the stock market is doing well, but the broader economy is losing steam. Can you just explain, how does that work? How can that be? How can both things be true?
For a while now, we've been seeing kind of a two-speed economy. On the consumer side, things have been going pretty well, which is not surprising. We've got a lot of people working. Their wages have been going up modestly, so consumers have money to spend, and they're spending it. Lower interest rates have encouraged that. We're finally seeing a pickup in the housing market, thanks to lower mortgage rates. Consumers are buying more refrigerators and other big-ticket items. But business investment is weak and getting weaker. That is largely because of uncertainty in the global economy, and as a result of the president's trade war, Powell conceded cutting interest rates may not help that much.
I think interest rates are a factor in business investment, but I don't believe they're the main factor, a main driver.
What would help, Powell said, would be a pickup in global demand and some resolution of the trade war. He pointed to some encouraging signs, the possibility, for example, of a mini deal between the U.S. and China, but he added there's still a lot of risk out there.
So is there a danger that this overall slowdown in business will spill over into the job market, which has been really strong lately?
It's certainly a possibility, and one that Powell says the Fed is keeping an eye on, but they're not seeing that happen yet. There has been some slowdown in hiring this year, but that's to be expected when you've got a 3.5% unemployment rate. We do get another monthly jobs report this Friday, so we'll be watching that closely. But keep in mind, there's an asterisk on that report because it covers the period of the General Motors strike, which idled tens of thousands of auto workers and others. Powell was careful not to comment on the GM settlement, but he did say that it's good to have that strike resolved.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.